It's time now for your letters. Last week, we covered the zero-tolerance policy in some Texas schools, where getting in trouble no longer means just a trip to the principal's office, but a court date as well. Braden Latham-Jones, a social worker with Communities in Schools of Central Texas, has seen the effects of this policy firsthand and writes, "As most of the students I serve come from low-income households, they are also in a demographic that suffers the greatest from these punitive measures. You outline perfectly the effects ticketing has on my students, both financially and mentally."
And Cy Schwartz of Bellingham, Washington, writes this, "Bravo to the educators in Texas working to decriminalize unwanted student behavior and concentrating on healing the conditions that create discord. I had a teacher, Earl Kelly, who would say of troubled kids, 'They were all right when we got them.'"
We turn now to our interview on Friday with Pentatonix.
You're so hypnotizing. Could you be the devil? Could you be an angel? Your touch magnetizing. Feels like I'm floating. You're from a whole other world.
The five-person ensemble recently won top prize on the TV show The Sing-Off, a network a cappella competition. Listener Jeff Dodd of Warrington, Pennsylvania, was delighted. He writes, "My wife and I have watched The Sing-Off each week and thrill at the talent shown on the screen, and it was great to hear them again on my favorite radio program."
And one other musical note from Friday. After a review of three books, all about one very taboo food, many of you heard this. Well, Scott Anderson of Germantown, Tennessee, recognized it immediately and writes this. "Did you really just follow your story on books about cannibalism with the theme to The French Chef? WWJD, What Would Julia Do?"
Guilty as charged. It's the theme to the long-running show hosted by Julia Child. And Scott Anderson wasn't the only one who got the joke. Patrick Nolan of Jacksonville Beach, Florida writes, "How very clever of you. Now, my only question is, red wine or white?"
Well, if you've got some food for thought or just think that we're tasteless, we'd like to hear from you. You can write to us at npr.org. Click on Contact Us.